August 7th and 8th, 2001. Shortly after Friday, midnight, Erno Erdai died. Arthur received the news when Stu Dubinsky called him at home early Saturday morning for a comment. Arthur expressed condolences and then, recalling his duties as an advocate, praised Erno as a man who'd found the courage to set right past wrongs in life's final moments. Rarely had Arthur uttered words with less sense of whether they were true. Nonetheless, his role as Rami's representative required him to attend the funeral mass for Erno on Tuesday morning at St. Mary's Cathedral. Collins, the nephew whom Arthur recognized from his mugshot, was one of six pallbearers. In his suit and tie, he appeared every bit the solid citizen he was said to have become. He lifted a gray glove to his eyes as the box disappeared into the vehicle, then went to comfort his aunt and his mother, both dressed in stark black. Together, the three moved toward the limousine that would follow Erno's remains to the cemetery. Arthur snuck away, stopped by the lone reporter who recognized him, Mira Amir from the West Bank Bugle, who beat Stu Dubinsky to almost any story of note. In response to her questions, Arthur assured her that Gandalf would be filing a motion for reconsideration of the Court of Appeals order dismissing the habeas. Arthur prophesied success, but had little to say when Mira pressed him for the specific grounds he would raise. Returning to his office, Pamela had left a stack of documents on his desk, at least 8 inches high, and an explanatory note. For the last 2 days, following up on Gillian's suggestion, Pamela had been attempting to identify anyone in the travel industry in Kendall County who'd been referred to as Pharaoh, or by any name that might have sounded anything like that. She'd had no luck after spending much of yesterday on the phone, and at Arthur's suggestion had journeyed today to the Department of Registration to examine the roles of travel agents in the state. Arthur picked up the gray copies of the registration form she'd printed out. Ferd O'Fallon, Pia Farrow, Nick Farrows, Pharaoh Cole. It took him only a second to place the name, and he ran up the stairs to Pamela's office. She was on the phone, and he jumped around, waving his hands until he had forced her to get off. "That's the guy Erno shot." To be certain, he made Pamela dig the police reports from the shooting out of the file drawers in the corridor. Once she had, they sat in her spare office, a narrow space in beige laminate. Together, as they'd done for hundreds of hours before, they noodled. The name was Pharaoh, spelled F-A-R-O, not like the Egyptian king. A travel agent. It seems so obvious now. "Rami said it was spelled like that, and I laughed at him," Pamela said. "So, where do we find him?" Arthur asked. Sick of dusty basements, Pamela urged paying one of the internet search companies that had compiled a database of public records in all 50 states. His partners had begun to question the expenses mounting in a losing cause, but Arthur was even more impatient than Pamela for answers. What came back, however, after Pharaoh Cole's name was entered and various detailed searches were ordered, hardly seemed worth the $150 they'd spent. If QuickTrack was correct, he had not even been born, nor had he died, anywhere in America. "How is that possible?" Pamela asked after they'd submitted the last search for birth information. Arthur watched the screen. "As before, once you saw the answer, it seemed obvious." "It's an alias," Arthur said. "Pharaoh Cole is an alias. We're looking for somebody else." And with that, one more thing was obvious, too. They were nowhere. On Wednesday, Larry was off, as he had been most days since the court's decision, burning the comp time he'd accumulated chasing around nights on the Gandalf case. He and his guys were finishing a new house near the top of Fort Hill. Around noon, he felt his pager vibrating. The number went back to McGrath Hall, police brass. At the other end, the secretary answered, "Deputy Chief Amos's office?" Wilma Amos, Larry's long-ago partner on the task force that investigated the 4th of July massacre, was now deputy chief for personnel. As far as Larry was concerned, Wilma and the job deserved each other. But she'd maintained a rooting interest in the Gandalf case and had called a couple of times after Erno surfaced to get the inside stuff. "My sister Rose works at the Department of Registration," Wilma said. "A little girl came in there yesterday who said she was a lawyer in Art Raven's firm, looking for information about travel agents in 1991. 1991 means Gandalf, right?"
"That's why I'm on the phone, Larry."
"And does your sister know what Arthur's associates got?"
Rose helped her print out the registration forms. Made copies.
"I was going to send them over, but they said you're off, so I thought you'd appreciate the page."
"I do, Wilma."
She was ready to read him the names on the forms. Larry got a pencil from Paco, his chief carpenter, but he stopped writing once she mentioned Pharaoh Cole.
"Crap," said Larry. He explained who Pharaoh was.
"What does it mean that he's a travel agent?" she asked.
"It means I missed something," Larry answered.
Agitated, he went back to work. By the end of the afternoon, he was stuck on an idea he didn't especially like. Around 4, Paco and his two guys knocked off, and Larry decided to walk the 3 or 4 blocks down to Ike's, the cop hangout, where Erno had plugged Pharaoh Cole. Ike's was no more than a bare-bones tavern. When Larry entered, several voices rang out. He shook hands, taking crap and giving it, and worked his way back to the bar where Ike Minogue, the owner, was drawing drafts for a couple of cops. Ike congratulated Larry on the outcome of the Gandalf case. The morning paper was on the bar next to Larry. Below the fold, there was a photo of Collins and the others rolling Erno's casket into the hearse.
"Were you around the night Erno plugged that guy?" Larry asked the two cops, Mike Gage and Mal Rodriguez.
"Around? Yeah," Gage answered. "This bird," Larry displayed the front page to Gage and Rodriguez. "This one. Just check me out that he doesn't look like the guy Erno shot." Rodriguez peered up before Mike Gage, but there was the same thing in both faces. Larry had been pointing to Collins in the photograph of Erno's funeral.
"Christ," Larry said.
But the columns kept adding up, just as they had all day. Pharaoh was a travel agent, and so was Collins. Size, age, race, all matched. Rodriguez tried to console him. "Hey, you don't need to trust a 4-year-old eyeball, even if it's cops." Larry went outside to use his cell phone. His fucking case...